Mark Higgins, 115.3 miles an hour around the TT course. How about that?
Oh, it's amazing when you... Yeah, just great to... I couldn't do it on a bike, so I had to do it in a car.
That champagne's well-deserved. That must have been a heck of a run.
Yeah, well, we didn't know... We had a little bit of a heating issue yesterday, so we didn't know if we could push today. It was going to be like a bit of a parade lap, and then the weather was bad, and do we go, do we don't go? And just everything felt good early on. I took it very easy through Bray Hill. A lot of people, I think, went down to watch me after last night, but it was pretty boring today. And I mean, the fans around there all clapping and cheering us. It's amazing. It's just a hell of a feeling, you know. I can imagine what the bikers feel like.
Well, we were watching the splits compared to Monday. You were 2 seconds quicker to Glen Helen. You were 6 seconds quicker to Balaff. You were 14 seconds quicker into Ramsey. And then by the time you got back here, you're almost 20 seconds quicker than Monday's lap.
Yeah, I'm surprised into Ramsey. I mean, I knew I was quick on the early part of it, just trying to be very, very smooth. And obviously the water, I was a bit careful coming into the damp patches. And then I felt I was learning the mountain and just carrying more speed on there. And that's where I gained quite a bit of time. I felt that in the car. But, I mean, the car's done brilliantly for what it is. It's a standard car at the end of the day. And she bounces around a bit, but she did a great job.
Have there been any tweaks since yesterday?
No, we just had this big issue where we were down on power yesterday and the extra weight. I mean, going along the start line, I think we dropped 10 miles an hour to what we did the previous run. So we were a bit uncertain what was going to go on. Changed the dampers a little bit, but it's still quite soft. But it's been, the car's been great. I mean, really, apart from, we haven't put a spanner on it, apart from what the boys have done, and the Teg guys have prepared a great car again.
And it's been the same tyres on all three runs?
The same type of tyre, yeah. I mean, this particular set we actually used on Wednesday as well. So they did Wednesday and today.
Oh, wow, that makes it even more remarkable, I suggest.
Yeah, well, I think it helped us because they were a bit more worn down, so we had a little bit more of like a slick. I think the slick you could definitely get more time again, but again, to do it on the Trofeo road tyre, well, track day tyre, that just makes it a bit more special.
Was she sliding around in the wet up in the north of the island?
No, not really. I was very careful going into the hairpin and just had to be really steady going around there. But no, it was okay. You just had to be a bit respectful of it, but generally it was good.
And no, the brake fade issues that you were having on Monday, they'd gone today, have they?
No, what we did, we changed the brake fluid. That's all that was. So, yeah, that seemed to cure the problem. I mean, they won't be working much now because there's a lot of heat soak. But, it was good.
And was there a sense when you were driving, this is quicker? Did you feel this is quicker?
Somebody was trying to give me a pit board up on the top of Kate's, and I didn't have time to read it. But, I mean, I had to concentrate hard not to miss a gear at Ramsey Hairpin after the last time, because I got a load of stick for that. And it was just a clean run. I knew I could go faster than what I did on Monday. And to be honest, if I hadn't had the scare, I probably would have pushed harder than what I did yesterday. But it was a nice, control, safe run, and, good time.
So 5 times Rally Isle of Man winner, now the fastest man on four wheels around the Isle of Man TT course. If you had to pick one or the other, which would it be?
Well, at this moment, this one, definitely. I mean, that is the biggest buzz of my life, and I think anyone, the TT's, you know, it's so famous, isn't it? And I'm not a biker. I'm hopeful that everybody enjoyed seeing the car, but it was great to be in here with the biking world. It's been fantastic.
We did. We were all thrilled. It's a multi-year deal for Subaru. We hear. Is there any chance you might come back and try and go even faster?
They won't have to ask me once or twice, you know. I'll be there straight away, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant effort. Many congratulations, Mark.
Thank you. Cheers.